You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. It always feels good to get back on track. You know, our souls need a little bit of a break. Well, not even our souls. Our souls can handle it, right? It's more the human experience, the emotions, everything that we take on. We need a mental break from it sometimes. So that's what we do. And if you're not doing that, then maybe that's a sign for you to do so. And speaking of signs, that's what this podcast episode is going to be all about. It's going to be quick, brief, and to the point. Let's make it a little shorter, shall we? So these are spiritual signs from the universe that you are on the right path. Spiritual signs from the universe, from God, spirit, consciousness, your guides, angels, whatever you'd like to call it, that you're on the right path. So many times I've thought to myself, am I on the right path? Or more so, what do I need to do now that I'm on this right path? What's the next best move? And so here's the signs. So even if it seems scary, right? Even if it seems scary, things feel lighter. You feel an inner peace. Now, this isn't going to always be the case because, especially if you're focused on the area of your career or some sort of a creative endeavor or project of some sort, or really any area of your life, we're going to come across challenges and struggles. And again, that comes back to the human experience, right? These damn emotions that we have. But for the most part, if you're on the right path, if you're aligned with your soul's purpose, you will ultimately feel an inner peace within you because you are aligned. You are doing what your soul is calling you to do. Now, when we're resisting a lot and choosing not to do something that we know our soul would benefit from, that we know our soul is urging us to do, that's when we tend to feel discomfort, like extreme discomfort. We feel stuck. We, in a way, sabotage ourselves, even though we're probably subconsciously trying to protect ourselves in some way. We run in circles, we find excuses, and so the more that you allow yourself to pay attention to what your soul is telling you to do, which is like this inner feeling, right? It's this inner knowing. You know, it's your intuition. You might not have all of the exact answers and all of the specifics, or however you want to say it, but you will know deep down, oh, I need to do this, or oh, I need to move in this direction, or oh, I need to let go of this. It's like this larger pool or this larger magnetic draw for you to do something different, okay? Another way that you know that you're on the right path is that you're focused on accomplishing your dreams, your desires, what your heart is wanting. Now again, you might not have, and you're probably certainly not gonna have all of the specific minute details right off the bat. And I think that's what stalls us, right? We think we need to have every answer, we need to have everything. But that's not going to be the case. It's almost like this larger feeling, okay? So you're focused on accomplishing your goals, your dreams, your desires. You're focused on yourself, really. And I know that might sound selfish, right? To just pinpoint it. But this doesn't mean that you're not helping others or the environment or community in the larger scheme of things, because if you're truly following what your soul is asking you to follow, then ultimately in the grand scheme of things, you are absolutely 100% helping other people, because you are increasing your vibration, You are aligning with your soul's purpose. You are feeling good. And when you feel good, you're naturally healing other people. You're helping other people. You have more patience. You're focused on what it is that your spirit, your soul is asking you to do. So you are becoming a light source for others naturally. So even though you're focused on your own goals and your dreams and accomplishing those goals, that does not mean that you're being selfish. I know it can feel like that, especially if you're a parent, especially if you have to take care of others or you have these other obligations, but you must do this because this is essentially where it all stems from. Is the soul is asking you to focus on your aspirations, what it is that makes you happy and joyful and fulfilled. And ultimately, that helps everyone else. So you're focused on that. So the next spiritual sign from the universe that you're on the right path is you may find that you start to receive signs or symbols or little messages from either your angels, your animal friends, your animal guides, your spirit guides. So for example, you might find feathers on the ground or coins on the ground or wherever they are. You might see numbers. You might be driving and you'll see a license plate that resonates with you and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Now, if you're actively looking for these signs, you might not necessarily find them because that's not really how it works. What you can do is you set the intention, I ask for the sign, a sign or a couple signs, and always for the highest good, to know that I'm on the right track. Or perhaps you may say, hey, if I'm going about my day and I would like to know an answer, and if the answer is yes, then I would love to hear a crow in the background calling, for example, or I would like to hear a bird, or I'd like to hear an owl, or I would like to see an eagle, or I would like to, whatever it is, you can come up with your own way of working with spirit, with source, with God, and you'll begin to see that these things start to unfold naturally. So we want it to be kind of open-ended a little bit so that way we're not restricting the way that spirit speaks to us. But that's so, so important. So the more that you start to see these signs, the more that you can at least be advised or reassured that you're certainly on the right path. For example, my spirit guide, my animal guide, would be the eagle. There have been days, and I swear to goodness this is true, I would see an eagle like 5 times a day, whether it's an actual eagle of the sky, or I see the word on the side of a truck as I'm driving, or I'm reading a book and I see the word eagle, or someone mentions it in a conversation. It happens. Now, it might not be that extreme to you, especially if you're just now starting off, so keep an open mind about that, but you will begin to see the signs, you'll begin to feel the signs, but again, try not to restrict it, try not to put too many details on it or restrictions, but allow yourself to be open. All right, another spiritual sign that you're on the right path is that there may actually be some resistance. I'm noticing in my work especially, you may hear my cat in the background meowing, and I'm sorry about that. She's wanting to go outside. It's springtime right now, at least in our world, depending on when you listen to this. But you may find some resistance, okay? So this tends to happen. So resistance, feeling like there are challenges popping up, right? So again, this is part of the human experience, right? We just naturally come across these little bumps in the road. They might not always be there, and they might be, you end up feeling that they're easier to handle as you start to deal with stress a little bit differently, or the more that you become aware of this resistance, the easier it'll be to handle, because you'll think, okay, maybe I just need to step away for a moment and then I'll come back. But the more that you're focused on what it is that your heart is telling you to do, you may find those challenges and those struggles, and that's okay. That's okay. There's a book that I read that really, really resonates with me, and she reminds me all the time, hey, if you're really focused on yourself and you find that, for example, you've got extreme tech issues. This happened not too long ago. I was feeling so defeated because I kept coming across these stupid tech concerns. I mean, I really actually felt like I was truly, like, I felt like I was kind of going insane. I mean, not really, but I needed to get up. I was crying. I felt like I was alone. And this is a minute situation compared to what really is going on in the world. But these things can really, really get to us. So in those moments, when we're feeling defeated, when we're feeling depleted, allow yourself to think, okay, I've been pushing myself. I've been focused on my dreams. I've been doing the work. I've been moving along. I've been, forward movement is happening. So every once in a while, there's going to be something that stalls me. And you know what? I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm just going to redirect my energy. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to ask for assistance. I'm going to perhaps switch up the energy a little bit. Maybe I need to think about it a little differently. So just because there's a little bit of resistance does not mean that you're not on the correct path. Because if you really feel in your heart and your soul, this is what you need to be doing, then you will feel that every once in a while. Okay, next, moving on. You will find resources that are exactly what you have been needing to hear. And this is crazy. This happens to me all of the time. I'm obsessed with books. If you've been following me, you know this by now. So I'm always in bookstores, right? And I don't even mean to do this, but I'll just be browsing through books and I will read a quote. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's interesting. And wow, I wonder what that's all about. I will go home and I will pick up one of my random books. I have thousands of them. And this has happened to me 3 times now where I will see the exact same quote in a completely different book on the exact same day. Now, get that. I do not know how that happens. Besides, we are being guided by the universe. There is no doubt about it. And we must recognize that we're being guided. We have to have this faith and this hope that the answers are out there. So the more that you see that you're receiving these resources, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a quote in a book. It could be someone recommends a psychic medium. Perhaps I am a psychic medium myself, right? So someone recommends this person to you. You're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly who I needed to talk to. Or you're at the library and you find the right book, or you're just having a conversation and someone says something that really sparks an idea. Or perhaps you're having a dream and this dream gives you the answer of what it is that you're looking for. So this is how spirit will speak to you. Things will begin to feel like they're lining up perfectly. Not always, you might have those little bumps in the road, of course, but things just seem to land. Things seem to resonate. Things seem to add up. But you must recognize that this is happening and believe in it. So that's the other culprit, right? Is that these things happen, and yet there's oftentimes we either don't recognize them or we don't believe in them or we just think, oh, that was nothing. And it is a balance because we don't want to allow ourselves to be too consumed with, oh my gosh, was that a sign? Was that a sign? Was that a sign? And then we start to go into overload with mental ideas of, oh my gosh, should I do that? Should I do this? And so it's like, okay, I put it out into the universe. I allow it to flow to me. I see it. It feels right. And I go with it. I move with it. And then I trust it. And then things start to unfold. And even if it's not what I anticipated, even if it's not what I expected, I had these very specific ideas and yet it's starting to unfold differently, this, my friend, can actually be quite a very good thing for you. Because as a human, we have this imagination. We have the ability to visualize and envision, and we put all these different ideas together and these thoughts and these colors and these schemes and these scenarios in our mind, and we think that we have everything the way that we want it to be. But God, Spirit, the universe might have a little bit of a different path for you. It's still aligned with what your heart is wanting. It's still aligned with what your heart is desiring. And that, I feel like as I'm saying that could go on a different role, because sometimes we think like our heart, like for example, we might think, oh my God, we're meant to be with this person. We have to be with this person. But the more that you are like squeezing this idea to death or squeezing this thought to death, the more that there's going to be like, there's no flow there, right? There's no flow. And so you know, our heart and our minds get caught up, right? And so, and I'm kind of going off on a drift here a little bit, but that's okay. In those moments when you can't figure out if it's your heart or your mind, allow yourself to truly just sit in meditation. I know that there's so much resistance with that, but I kid you not, that's the way to do it. There's other ways, of course. But we can't keep racking our brains trying to figure out the answers. We must allow ourselves to sit quietly, or if we want to listen to a guided meditation or allow someone else to help us through that flow state of connecting. But what you're doing is you're connecting with God. You're connecting with Source, Spirit, the universe. You're allowing your mind to just relax a little bit. It's never going to fully shut off. And in those moments, when you're allowing this connection, God's like, okay, you want to connect with me? I see that you're intending to connect with me. You're giving me permission to connect with you directly. I'm going to crank up the energy there. It's very subtle, but it can be very powerful at the same time. And you begin to feel this peacefulness, this calmness, this reassurance, this goodness that you begin to feel in your bones and in your soul. And you might even begin to feel like a tingling vibration around you, surrounding you, like a comfort blanket. So again, when you aren't sure whether it's your mind or your heart telling you, get into that state. Even if you need to learn how to do this from someone else or to practice in a circle, which I have a circle myself, you can join us as well. If you're not already there, do so. And we walk through a meditation, not every time, but we begin to allow ourselves to connect. That's how you're going to know and begin to practice, okay, is it my heart or my mind, or what is it? Is it my soul or is it the ego? And we begin to recognize the more that we connect with God. It's almost like the more that you practice, right? The more that you'll begin to feel into what it is that is the correct answer. It's like you're practicing feeling the vibration of the universe and you're heightening your awareness. So then you begin to think or feel rather, or just recognize, okay, this is the right way to go. And you begin to trust. You can begin to let go of those things that are holding you back, that are depleting your energy. You begin to feel more worthy of what it is that you want. You begin to trust in yourself. And there comes a time where you're like, okay, you know what? Either I'm not being treated well, or I've had all these excuses, or I'm ready to move on. And usually it's something that you've been telling yourself, but there'll be a moment in time where you're like, okay, now I need to move on. Now I need to do this. And oftentimes, at least from my own personal experience, it's been sort of, the action feels random, but my soul has been telling me the whole time. Okay. So it's like this buildup, right? It's this buildup. And it's like when you are ready, it's like God makes it easier for you. You'll still feel the emotions. It might be hard to let something go or to transition into the next phase or to move on or to move up the ladder per se, or to move to another destination, or finally believe in your ability to find the right person, whatever it is. And so things begin to unfold for you a lot easier. And that's how you know that you're on the right path as well. Things just feel connected. You're paying attention to your inner compass, that inner wisdom, that intuition. You're willing to take on new experiences. You begin to feel more and more motivated to live the life of your dreams. You're willing to let go of what's holding you back. You're learning about your gifts, your personal strengths, your natural talents, and you're using them to create the life that you want. All of those things that I just listed right there, also spiritual signs from the universe that you're on the right path. It doesn't necessarily mean that something is going to land specifically right in front of you. That may be the case, like I mentioned earlier. But we can't always wait for something to come to us. We have to believe in it. We have to take the time to feel into it, to get focused on what it is that we're wanting. Keep it a little open-ended, right? And then make moves. And as you make moves forward, you will then begin to feel into it more. You'll see the signs. You'll notice that things become easier. Things begin to add up. The money begins to flow in right when you're needing it. You're trusting, you're allowing yourself, you're giving yourself that time and that space and that moment to be yourself. And a lot of times we are stuck in our disciplined notions. We're stuck in our pre-plans that we have in our mind. Like, this is the way it has to be. Or we're in relationships for so long and we've tried so hard, and yet every day it's unsatisfying. Your soul and your purpose is not going to feel unsatisfying to you. It will feel joyful. It will feel exciting. It will give you that sense of purpose. It will feel meaningful to you. Not, you know, there might be some days where you're like, oh man, I'm exhausted. I need a break, a mental break, you know, but overall you will feel light. You will feel airy. You will feel that you are connected. So begin to recognize what it is, and how do you connect with God? How do you feel connected to God? The more that you create the action that aligns with how you feel connected with God or your higher self or your guides and or all of the above, the more that you will recognize these signs and these symbols and these synchronicities, and that you are aligned. It's a lifelong process, really. It's a lifelong adventure, and it's a lifelong unfolding of learning more and more about yourself. So I do hope that this was helpful. Think about this. What is your takeaway from this? If you were to pick one thing to do, or one thing to begin to recognize, or one thing you want to ask from the universe for a sign, or one thing that really, really resonates with you, just pick one thing, because this was a lot. And pay attention to that one thing. Utilize it. Trust in yourself. Trust in the process. I know it's easier said than done. I get it. I know. There's many times where I felt so depleted and I just cried. I cried and cried and cried. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. There's going to be moments like that. You're going to get back on track. It's okay. But remember, if you're in a situation where you're consistently feeling depleted, consistently feeling stuck, there needs to be a significant change. It's not going to be easy, but as soon as you allow yourself to make that change, as soon as you allow yourself to let that go, the doorways to heaven will open up. The opportunities will begin to just flood you. It will be amazing. It will be so exciting. Your soul will feel light and airy. Remember that, okay? Not 100% of the time. We're living as a human being. Alrighty, I think I will stop there. Thank you so much for being a part of this world. As a self-help psychic, I am honored to be here with you on this journey as a human being and as a spirit and as a soul. Together, we are doing this. Believe in yourself, and so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.